abandoning once again those smooth transitions that you know, corporate types like to use.
Gotta keep them on their toes, man.
Lull you, opiate you, you know,
Randy
soothe
Sanders
you.
Type stuff.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Meanwhile, in the morning zoo van.
All right, masturbating panda, where are we going today?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to hand out some t-shirts and some mugs, and then...
Come on in. Come on into the morning zoo van.
Here's some confetti in your face.
Hey, hey. Oh, you weren't expecting that, were
you? No, no. How do you guys remember me? I was in your class. My name's Chris. I'm on a local radio station.
Oh!
I'm fatter than I was before. I can't really get in your van, but I thought I'd go by and just say, I love what you're doing.
I think that's a cannoli lodged in your clavicle.
Oh, that's from dinner last Tuesday. Sometimes I don't find those things for weeks, but it's like a little treat what I do. I'll be on the air, and I'll be like, oh, look, cannoli.
All right, kid, you're positively unzany.
But I want to be zany.
Do we have an ejector seat in here, masturbating panda?
I don't think so. I think we just kick him out with our steel-toed boots, shut the door, and drive away.
What's a masturbating panda doing with steel-toed boots?
Oh, you know.
Ah! Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, boom. Back at what jail is like. What is that Sanders guy doing lately?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Randy Sanders.
Keeping it wacky.
What a bastard.
Little zany.
Son of a...
Unbalanced. R.L. Burnside, shake him on down from an ass pocket of whiskey.
Ass pocket of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that, and I was reading that off the page, and...
Your mouth and mind won't let you do it, man.
Oh, my God. It's been ingrained. I'm dominated by conventional language structure.
Definite articles.
Yes.
Bunch of bastards. The.
Featuring John Spencer Blues Explosion. Great album.
R.L. Burnside, great man. Wasn't he in town recently?
Oh, yeah. On my birthday. October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And
great. There's 3,000 people going, oh, now I know his birthday is October 4th. Oh, he's a... What are you?
Quick, Libra.
Oh, he's a Libra. We're perfect for each other. I have to kill him.
Awesome. I was just about to say, I don't see what harm can come from. Anyway, a great album. It's really awesome. Because R.L. Burnside has got to be like 70 now. And the album's really funny because it degenerates to just R.L. Burnside and John Spencer like yelling at each other. Like at one point, John's like, the music kind of goes down to a little rumble. He goes, hey, R.L., I need... 40 nickels to buy a bag of chips. And RL's like, boy, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to beat your ass. And then John comes back in and he goes, no, I'm not talking about one of those big bags. I just mean like a little snack bag. It's like, boy, what'd I tell you? I said, I'm going to kick your ass. So it's like comedy and blues all in one.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Awesome.
Really funny.
All right, so
that is not a problem, but everything else in the world, look around, look in the mirror, look up, look down, look all around, look into that needle which you be pumping into your veins full of heebie-jeebie, hoobie-jubie, hoopa-da-ba-da-ba.
Wow, I heard about that
stuff.
That's
like a speedball.
That's actually a black market designer drug. You don't want to deal with that. It's like ice. You don't want to deal with that.
But we're going to sort just a little bit of that out for you. We're going to sort it out just right. Little segment. You gave us the phone calls. You told us what was wrong. Well, now we're going to make it all better. Little segment we call.
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
Audio advice column.
So first and foremost, right off the bat, I'm really worried about this one.
We got a hot one.
We got a hot one.
I just wanted to say that one.
We've seen this. Well, Matt from Urbana called and said he was speaking to his friend Carol last night on the phone. And he would ask Carol questions, and Carol would only respond to his questions with the word Earth. Then when he asked, finally said, Carol, what's your name? She said, Jupiter. Then she began to speak in German and hung up the phone. Now, at first, I was a little wary. We've had scares like this before. But then I remembered that we've had a very wet couple of weeks, which is very good for the breed of mosquitoes that carry... Reinhardt's disease. This could be a Reinhardt's outbreak. We've seen Reinhardt's in 78, 82, 86,
I'm
90.
I'm dumbstruck. 94, I don't know what to say.
98. So we see every 4 years, but this is a 99. Now, I started to think about it, and I thought, the 10 warning signs of Reinhardt's disease. So I was thinking, Reinhardt's deceased. The 10 warning signs. German. We've got German. We've got... What was that?
Another outbreak of Reinhardt's. Simply a woman saying, Earth.
All right. Uncontrolled moronic phone calls.
I think that's a big, huge symptom.
Folks, get in your houses, lock your doors, get yourself a breathing apparatus. We may have a Reinhardt's disease outbreak.
Stay away from the phone.
Matt, sanitize your phone, sanitize your ear, sanitize your
lips. For God's sake, stay away from the phone.
Mark, you were there. You lived through the Reinhardt's outbreak of 78.
It was trouble, man.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell the peeps?
I can tell the peeps. It's highly contagious. So get a sponge, the sort that you would use to scrub your dishes. Put it over your mouth at all times. Keep it over there. Don't move it for a second.
Mm-hmm. You also want to put one on your butt because it can get in that way.
That's right. Duct tape your ears and eyes and nose shut.
Right.
And make sure you have no open or exposed wounds on your body.
You may want to take a very small piece of paper and an even smaller pen and write bad directions into your ear. And place them on the edge of your ear so that when the virus comes to the edge of your ear and tries to get that way, it'll actually wind up way out in Urbana and it'll be kind of confused.
And it's a dumb disease, yes. Reinhardt's disease. Yes. These are not,
it's not smart.
Very evolutionized bacterium.
As you can tell by the symptoms.
Yeah, the symptoms are bad. So, Matt, what we're trying to say here is Carol probably has Reinhardt's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting her.
Always good. I mean, well, a quick...
I need to finish... Oh, sorry. Shooting her with a squirt gun filled with breast milk is
breast
probably
milk,
your best bet.
Clearly. But only breast milk from a virgin. Breast milk from a virgin is what you have to use.
That's kind of tricky.
From a virgin!
All right, I gotta... Let's move on to the next call. I gotta check Matt here. Might have a fever.
Sweating. It was the phone call.
Matt, I want you to explore the possibility that your friend Carol actually was scheduled to go supernova last week and then didn't and became a failed gas giant. She may not be the person that you once knew. She may be gigantic and green. Check her over up and down if she's got a mysterious red spot that's the 20 times the size of Earth.
And she's mostly methane.
Right. She may claim that this is the same. She may claim, oh, that's her mouth. She's just wearing extra bright lipstick. But you know her to be, you know, more oblong rather than circular. And don't let her play with you. Don't let her lie to you. Damn.
Or, I mean, if that the breast milk thing doesn't work out or, you know, just shooting her, I think. Point blank. Period. Would work well, too.
I mean, don't do it in school.
Don't do it in school. I mean, then they start crying, outbreak, conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
What are the forces behind my child?
Arrest what jail is like.
If you absolutely...
That's a popular one.
If you absolutely have to shoot her in school, could... I mean,
if you're a busy guy and there's no other time,
could you maybe just, I don't know, like wear a Backstreet Boys t-shirt when you do it or something?
Seriously. Throw them
you
off
know,
the
like,
trail.
Yeah, get a stigmata attached to that, so hopefully we won't have to deal with it anymore.
You mean a stigmata. I want to see the guy.
Oh, a
that
stigma.
Was,
yeah.
I want to see the guy from the Backstreet Boys with like lacerations on their forehead and big, deep wounds in their sides. It'd be awesome.
Then you're all set. So, I mean, you might think that that's, but wait, what jail is like? That's a remedy you give out to most problems. Shoot the person.
Freeze. Get the Urbana-Champaign Strike Force Police Task Unit on what jail is like. All right, they're doing it again. I think we've got him this time.
He just told a man to shoot his mother for burning the cookies.
This is not good advice. That's the worst part of it. He could easily resolve the problem, but...
They're not giving out valid advice at all.
I'm going to make a phone call.
All right.
All right, Captain.
Back at what jail is like.
But don't worry, because you'd be surprised how many problems it could solve.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be alarmed by the fact that a lot of our advice is homogenous, to, you know, regardless of the problem that we're given.
Or homogenized.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Or pasteurized. It'll sit for a while. Without spoiling.
That's right. Because it works. It's a trusty solution to things. How do you think we get through life here?
I shoot people. I kill people.
and do lots of drugs.
I am shot, and I am killed, and I am injected into veins.
Mark's the hoobie jooby. So our next call comes from, in fact, the Champaign-Urbana Task Force Police Unit on what jail is like. Hmm. They want to know how can they shut us down. They want some advice on shutting us down.
Well, I think Flava Flav said it best when I said, shut him down! Shut him, shut him down! Shut him down! Shut him down! I only have a bike. I'm on crack. I don't have a car or a license. I wear big clocks. Shut him down! Shut him, shut him down! Shut him down! I think the insight that we could draw from that is clear as the day is long.
The days are pretty short right now. It's October.
It's true. Yeah. Clear as the night is long. Flava Flav is clearly talking to the youth. You know, he's saying you gotta start young. And seeing as we're old, it's too late for y'all suckers to be shutting us down. Word.
At the Champaign-Urbana headquarters of the Champaign-Urbana Task Force Police Unit on what jail is like. Damn. All right, close it all down. We go home, kiss your wives. Wow, I love when the generator cuts out, makes that awesome sound. It's just like the movies. Meanwhile, back at what jail is like.
So sucks to be y'all, I think, is my advice.
Yeah, totally. Back at the Champaign-Urbana Police Task Force headquarters.
It doesn't suck so much to be me.
Well, it kind of sucks to be me. I mean, I'm gay and I can't tell you guys because you'll run me right out of the place.
Yeah, that's true. I've killed three innocent people by accident and I haven't told a soul.
I've got a fairly nice car that I've paid most of the way for.
Hey,
and
let's shut him down.
Aw, jeepers.
Meanwhile, back at what jail is like.
I don't know. Any other advice?
I don't know. Anybody get, hey, those are the two phone calls I feel.
Word?
I feel. Did anybody else field any calls during that R.L. Burnside break? Or-
actually, it's Phil from Moline. And he said, I know I'm from Moline. Please, would you give me some advice anywhere? We said, sure, we've had our shots. Phil said, every morning, every winter, like, since I turned 16 and I've been driving, I go out and I would try and take my car that I got and try to start it, but it never, ever starts. It's the cold weather, the car's kind of used and old and stuff like that. He can never get the car to turn over. He's taken it to several garages. Said, I really just want my car to start and to be nice. I'll pay any amount of money I can. He's paid over $2,000 to fix his car. He still can't get it to start.
What kind of car is it?
It's clearly a Honda 91, light blue.
Honda clearly. Civic.
Honda Civic.
You can see that plain as day.
Yeah, there's really no arguing that point.
Because I heard it might have, there was some debate earlier that it may have been a truck.
No.
No.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Honda Civic 91 blue. How do I get my car to start? How do I get this misery to end? How do I stop paying money?
Okay. Well, one solution that comes to me right off the top of my head is to move to the top of a hill and only go to places at the bottom of hills.
I would say...
Sound advice.
You need to really work on your relationship with the car. I mean, this is just like... This sounds like a take relationship. You take in the car everywhere, and the car... It's not getting anything back from you. I think we should wine it, dine it, you know? Spend some time orally pleasing the car. You know? These are the kind of things that cars want out of life, you know?
Well, you've clearly been cheating on other cars.
Well, I mean, you've been riding in other cars.
You've even ridden the bus a couple times.
You eye them, you look, you know, you want them, the other cars.
Well, I mean, it's really bad when you start going to professionals, like the buses or your taxi cabs. I mean... And you're paying time, money there was a couple, for what you can get for free.
That's right. There was a couple times when you were driving your mom to work in your car. It was just a bad, mixed-up scene. You're kind of a mixed-up guy, Phil.
You know, you need to go home, come home early from work one day, and bring the car some flowers.
Some 10W-40.
Put on some Marvin Gaye. Do something unsanitary. That's all I'm saying.
Be the grease monkey you know you are.
You're a grease monkey. Get up under that hood.
Get up in it. Lube.
Exactly. Lube.
It's the key word.
You want to change that oil.
Lube. Did you know that the muffler is the most tender spot on a car's internal mechanism.
There's a certain place on a muffler you can touch a car, make it bark like a dog.
You ever seen a car bark like a dog?
Come here, little Honda. I got a little wine. I got a little hooby-jooby.
Don't get your car hooked on the hooby-jooby. No matter what Mark says, the hooby-jooby is not a good thing.
Oh, pimp your car like a madman. Get that car hooked on the hooby-jooby so it don't know how to go unless you be feeding it the hooby-jooby. Then you tell it move or else you ain't getting the hooby-jooby. It won't drive for no one else but you.
Yeah, but then you'll run the risk of, like, you know, when you're not looking, your car's out on the corner. Telling the local hooby jooby dealer that it, like that the car will give I'll give you a ride for some hooby jooby.
It's a bad scene, Mark. See the spiral you're setting them on.
No, I don't. Don't listen, Phil.
A moment of silence for Phil and his car. A broken relationship.
The one that can be fixed, I think, with the proper application of tender love and touches.
I agree.
And a crescent wrench.
Throttling.
They like it tight and twist. That's how. Get on those valves. Work the valves. Well, work
Lube.
The valves over.
Lube, damn it, Phil!
Work the valves over. Tweak the spark plugs.
Gently.
Flick them.
Tweak them gently.
Flick them. Tap it. Tap it.
Any other callers? Mark, anybody else need advice?
I took a little, took a call. This comes from Tommy. Tommy's a little boy, in fact. Tommy's a little boy of 7 years old, lives out in Champaign, one of the subdivisions there. Tommy has become accustomed to living out in the backyard. He started this at the beginning of the summer. He didn't go into depth why he started living out in the backyard. He's got a little tent that he lives in. Something about mommy and daddy shouting a lot. So he likes to live out in his tent, pretend it's his own house, you know, sleep in the tent. But it's getting cold. It's getting very cold, and Tommy isn't sure what to do.
The answer is as short as the day is long. You have to set your house on fire for warmth, Tommy. You have to light a match to its foundation and watch it burn. Burn, baby, burn into flames as you fan yourself. Buy it. Laughing maniacally from the comfort of your tent. Bring some marshmallows.
Yeah. Definitely some marshmallows.
It's a nice touch. Maybe some s'mores will happen. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is the house burns.
You want to... Like the talking heads said, burning down the house.
That's right.
Huh. I think Dave burned through Philo's.
Yeah, and then he kind of...
jerked a bit.
Yeah.
He was...
freaked out and did some world music for a couple of years.
But he's back now.
He's back.
Back and bigger than ever. Is he back? I don't know.
I don't know. Probably not.
I read a news... just a minor news report. True story that they like his record labels got are well. There's some like music industry, like a basketball tournament, and David Byrne has a basketball team, and they get really spanked by Master P's basketball team.
Ah, trouble.
Yeah.
Well, that's you don't mess with Master P's basketball team. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
They'll cap you.
It ain't his fault. So.
So, Tommy, basically, burn down the house, burrow into the ground if you have to, but remember, above all other things, while you're lighting the house on fire, work hard and stay in school.
Yes. Don't get hooked on the hooby-jooby.
No.
Quick advice, shout-outs, because, you know, need to... should be probably wrapping this up.
Sure.
Quick advice, shout-outs, but to Van Halen, no, this is not love. It's just a slight approximation. It's more like dirty, cheap, sweaty sex and then a cigarette.
As an addendum to the advice to Van Halen, the pound cake was a little dry.
It was.
To Rhonda, eating paper is not the right way to go. Paper is not meant to be edible. But if it's a choice between that and copier toner, I'd say go with the paper.
Lauren, sneaking out with your friends during your slumber party and drinking rubbing alcohol isn't quite as cool and edgy as you might think.
To Whitney Houston, next Tuesday.
To Binder, clutch, clutch, open, open, clutch, clutch. Okay.
All right.
We're giving the hand signals, which mean it's all. I slapped this my headphones keep going out. It's grasp of reality. Sometimes there's no reality on the right. It's very aggravating. Hey, next WEFT Airshifter training class is set for WED.
It's set for wet. WED Day. Yeah. WED Nez Day.
WED Day.
Come join us for our Airshifter class on WET.
Our boys died on WED. So we might live.
Catch a bad case of WED.
And that is what Ovid said, WED.
October 27th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the WEFT Studios, 113 North Market Street in Champaign. The class is your first step in getting involved in WEFT and on the air. The fee is $40 and free to all current WEFT members at the basic $40 level. Class size is limited. If you are interested in signing up for the next class, WED, October 27th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., call the Airshifter Training Hotline at 359-6545. That's 359-6545.
And here on the 80s Music Hour comes the great 80s hit from WED. Yes, the wonderful song from Pretty in Pink, If You Leave. Sorry. I just wanted to get my WED thing in there. It wasn't very funny. It was an OMD reference.
Oh.
It's warm in here, guys. We've been rolling for a while. I need to get some Hoobie Juby in my system.
Yeah.
Can you shoot me up with a Hoobie Juby in the break? All right.
Give me a vein.
All right.
359-933 is the phone number if you feel compelled to interact with the What Jail Is Like crew.
I was trying to help.
Coming up next, after this music break, is going to be Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements. We're going to tell you about events going on around the community, give you something to do, give you a reason to get out of the house. You're going to like it, so please stay tuned. But if you need to talk, 359-933 is the phone number.
This is nice. Say no dang Hoobie Juby.